This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Every week, Scooter Magruder, this comedian who's a Cowboys fan, does these bits impersonating you in your living room or at the game, reacting to the 3 hours of Cowboys action. So here's the Scooter Magruder audio from the Cowboys beatdown of Jacksonville. First half, then second half. Let's play it.
Here we go, baby. We gotta have this. If we lose this game, we better fire Jason Garrett.
Is Sean Lee playing?
Wait, Sean Lee's out?
Why is Conor McGregor at the game?
Why is Conor McGregor pumping us up?
Did they see his last fight?
We're gonna lose.
Tony Romo's calling the game?
Carolina wants to beat us. They can't beat the Redskins?
I love you, Tony.
Okay, defense, 3 and out.
Nice catch, Jeff Swain.
Drive stalled.
Brett Maher,
automatic.
David Irvin with the pressure.
Another 3 and out.
We missed you, David Irvin.
Dad, he's throwing the ball to himself.
I'm gonna have a heart attack.
Zeke was wide open for a touchdown.
What a catch, Michael Gallup.
Oh my gosh.
Climb the ladder.
His right foot never touched the ground?
That defies all logic.
How does his foot not touch?
He should fly.
Michael Gallup can fly.
Dak on the read option.
Go, Dak! Go, Dak! Go!
Let's go!
Malik Collins sacked!
That forced him on a field goal right!
Let's go, Zeke!
O-line is playing great.
Beat this man.
Rico Gathers!
Let's go!
Beat this wide open!
Let's go!
I don't know what happened to Scott Linehan.
I honestly don't believe Scott Linehan's calling these plays. I don't believe it.
Playing like his job's on the line.
And it should be.
What type of spot was that?
Doesn't even matter.
He got the first down.
First down!
Blake Jarwin, you gotta catch that.
Rico would've caught that.
Jaguars had 12 men on the field. That gives us a first down.
Dak, you stretched out for it.
Now we wanna go for our fourth down?
Why couldn't we go for it last week?
Well, it's first down for us.
Cole Beasley!
Touchdown!
Let's go!
Cole Beasley had too much sauce!
I don't know what the pregame meal was.
It's beautiful.
But they need to eat that every game.
Who are these Cowboys?
I knew I should have started Dak in fantasy.
And where were they the last 5 weeks?
My opponent started Cole Beasley?
We need Romo to call all our games.
Gosh, everyone was saying this. Romo coming into town. Let's get McGregor at every game.
They're saying all the same things. I mean, the guy just sits there on Twitter during the game.
Does he not follow? He doesn't follow me. And I'm like, I feel like he's stealing off of my Twitter account. I wonder if he follows anyone at the station who's like retweet, or maybe the station account. This is Scooter Magruder. Because again, my biggest tweet of the day was Scott Linehan has to be held hostage. He's not calling these plays. And he's just here like saying the exact same stuff.
Yeah.
I got to see who he's following in the Metroplex. Part two, second half of the Cowboys beatdown W.
I forgot we got the ball to start the third quarter.
About time we punt it.
What just happened on that punt?
What happened?
They lateral.
Jeff Heath
lit Yeldon up.
Ooh.
I didn't catch that. Why aren't we challenging that?
And they scored.
Good job, Garrett.
End around Tavon Austin.
Lock in the back.
He barely touched him.
Where were you throwing that, Dak?
Ramsey almost picked that.
Brent Maher, automatic.
Intercepted, Jeff Heath.
To go, Money Maher.
Maharaha.
Modermatic.
Magnificent Maher.
Magical.
Money-making Maher.
Oh, fumble!
Jalen recovered!
Easy first down. Keep feeding him.
Keep feeding him.
Touchdown, Zeke!
Let's go! Let's go!
We need to invite Conor McGregor to every game.
What did he tell them in the pregame warm-up?
What did they eat?
Byron Jones is a beast.
I'm so glad we moved him back to cornerback.
What a stop.
Are we about to see Cooper rush?
Is it rush hour?
We're going for it again on fourth down.
We go for it twice rush this hour. Week.
But we couldn't go for it once last week.
Okay.
I'm not mad.
40-7.
Brett.
55-yarder.
The triple threat.
Game over.
Let's go, Cowboy.
Best defense in the league.
Where?
Get Conor McGregor to every game.
I'll pay for a season ticket.
We're winning the Super Bowl.
What did the Cowboys eat?
That's what I'm talking about. That's how you win a game.
How about them Cowboys?
There it is, the fourth down reaction as well. He does follow Jesse Holly.
Ooh.
So there, maybe he's seeing some of Jesse's reactions. Speaking of reactions, week 6 possible overreactions.
Overreactions in the NFL from week 6. Now, you can do this week 1. It's like amazing the week 1, the overreactions that you get. But let's just go just right here. And after 6 weeks, the overreactions that we could find. Overreaction right here from the Cowboys. The Cowboys will win the NFC East.
Overreaction. Go ahead. You would give me a little look of doubt over there?
I don't think it's an overreaction just based on what the other teams are doing in this division. That's all. I agree that if you said the Cowboys are going to be playing in the NFC Championship game, or if you think the Cowboys are going to win a couple playoff games based on this, that's an overreaction. But based on what we've seen, you know, after six games that no team in the division is really running away with it, I don't think it's an overreaction to say they can win it.
No.
Based on what we've seen.
No, but that's not what they said, that they will win. Yeah, they can when everyone's 3-3, okay. But if there was a gun to your head, you would never pick them over Philly right now.
I still wouldn't. You're right about that.
I agree. Now, here's some things they say. Dallas scored a total of 83 points in the first five games. Go think of that. That is
is that bad?
Pathetic. Then they drop a 40 bomb on Jacksonville. They scored half the points in one game.
Crazy.
Now, the verdict here is that it's, quote, not an overreaction. The Eagles are clearly the favorites.
This is from ESPN?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
The Eagles are the favorites, but not an overreaction to think that Dallas can win a knockdown, drag-out NFC East, which is kind of what both of you guys just said.
Yeah, it's a possibility. Here's the Eagles' next four games, by the way. Carolina at home, Jacksonville at home, Cowboys at home. They get three straight and filthy. Carolina, Jacksonville, us, and then at the Saints.
Okay. All right. Now, the good news here, they point out, the Cowboys' passing game is not going to be any worse than it was in weeks 1-5.
Okay. Wow, bold writing there.
Well, but like the point is...
I like that overreaction, yeah. No, it's hard to get worse.
It's not going to get worse.
The point is,
not
is that...
for 200 yards a game.
They can only get better, and they're still 500.
Hmm.
Yeah, they can get from 183 a game to
212.
212 a game. So, right. Yeah, it can get a little bit
better. It could get a little bit better. The next overreaction, the Jags defense is broken.
Not an overreaction. Doesn't feel like it right now. Now, maybe it's just two games and their confidence is shook and they're having all these problems. But, I mean, their big dog, A.J. Bouye, was, like, getting roasted. I mean, he was getting toasted, and Calais Campbell might be injured. You know,
overreaction. It's an overreaction.
It is. Jalen's hurt.
You face the best offense that many people are, you know, the Chiefs' offense is being talked about nonstop.
But you also face the worst.
Yeah, but as I said in this, the Cowboys are weirdly tough at home.
And before that, they gave up 15 to the Giants, 20 to the Patriots, 9 against the Titans, 12 against the Jets. So you can either take the last 2 weeks or the first four, and last year.
Only one good offense of those four, though. The Patriots are the only, like, even respectable offense of that group, right?
Okay, so you think the Jacksonville Jaguars defense is broken?
I think it is broken, yeah. Okay. I don't think that's an overreaction. I think the Jags defense is a little broken.
Okay.
Is the only good offense there, because as the next overreaction is, Sam Darnold is the best of the rookie quarterbacks.
That's not an overreaction. Sam Darnold is, I think, in the last 2 weeks, definitely playing the best.
They put up over 30 in two straight weeks.
Yeah, he had the hot start. And which quarterback's playing better than him that's a rookie?
You know, Baker's...
I don't think any of them are... It's not an overreaction to say that Sam Darnold's playing the best, but it's not a clear-cut case that he's playing the absolute best either. He was hell. I mean, they scored over 30 because Bilal Powell or Isaiah Crowell, whichever one of them, ran for 200 yards. So Isaiah. That certainly helps when you get that from a quarterback standpoint. We'll see what he does now when he lost Quincy and Nunwa for at least 4 weeks.
All right,
five touchdowns, two picks in his last 2 weeks.
Real quick, this might be my favorite one.
I think, oh no.
And Roy said this 2 weeks ago. Adam Thielen is the best wide receiver in the NFL.
Oh, this is a great topic. I have him in my college fantasy league, and it's just it's automatic. It is automatic to watch this guy from a route running standpoint. I would still lean Antonio because of the explosion, and the speed, and he gives you the route running. But Adam Thielen is in the conversation. Adam Thielen is right up there, best wide receiver in the league. Roy,
it's not an overreaction to say it. Again,
I agree.
It's not an overreaction to say it. Now, I think there's going to...
I mean, DeAndre still a master.
Look, we've never seen anybody put up... Well, I think there was a guy way back when, black and white football days, that put up seven straight games of 100-yard receiving to start a season.
Don Hudson?
Yeah,
the
something
Packers
like that.
Guy or
but outside of that, no one in modern football had done more than five, and he's done six. It's probably going to be seven when he plays the league's worst pass defense in the Jets this weekend. He's benefiting from the fact that he's in a system that's got to throw it all the time, and Kirk Cousins is willing to take risks, but he leads the league in catches. He's up there, number two in yards. He's got four touchdowns on the year. I don't think it's an overreaction to say Adam Thielen's the best wide receiver in football.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.